It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being a butchered pig. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry. Hello, Joe.
Hello, good evening.
And Pip Helix. Hi, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
On the show in Scambusters, that scammer you're talking to may not want to scam you. Twitter's identity is fluid. Scamming scammers and more with Elon Musk and School of Fools and a drama teacher that likes to make her students bump and grind. But I guess we'll start off tonight with some Scambusters. You know, this is kind of relevant to us who scam scammers than anybody. Really, I was not aware of that this was a thing. Trying to find what I'm looking for, as usual. So we're going to... Here we go. No, that's not it.
There you go.
Damn it. All right.
That's not it either.
No, because they're called all different things.
Not everything is labeled the same.
No, it's not, and it's a problem. Oh, Christ.
Everything will then be called the same.
Here we go. Yeah, all right, here we
go.
There you go. There we go.
When you're being fooled on the internet, who are you going to call? Scambusters!
It's a long search for that, but we made it happen. Authorities in Sihanoukville, Cambodia, announced on Sunday that a raid last week uncovered evidence of forced labor cybercrime syndicates that participated in human trafficking and torture. The five-day operation led to the discovery of 130 Chinese immigrants and 11 from Vietnam, mostly all male, who had entered the country illegally, with 262 more foreigners working without permits. More alarming were the other items found in the raid: 4 guns, 804 desktops. The horror! Desktops! Who's using them these days? 16 laptops, 36 passports, 12 data storage devices, 4 pairs of handcuffs, one of which was fuzzy, eight electric batons, 2 electric shock torches, 8,776 phones, and 1 partridge in a pear tree that was served orange with rice. 27 foreigners were sent in for questioning, and 262 foreigners working without working permits were fined. The authorities vowed to take strict legal action against foreigners that remain in illegal employment and being warned, as well as the enterprises who use their labor. The raid was one of several across Southeast Asian countries last week on buildings known as an open secret to be online forced labor companies. According to advocacy group Global Anti-Scam Org, the companies are largely owned by businesses based in China. The raids come after mounting international pressure to tackle cybercrime rackets. For years, traffickers in Cambodia have lured skilled workers across neighboring Southeast Asian countries via social media. Via social media and other tactics with promises of lucrative roles abroad. Once they arrive in Cambodia, a typical victim would have their passport confiscated and be forced to work long hours perpetrating online scams involving cryptocurrencies, fake dating profiles, check and check, and more across the world against their will in slave-like conditions. Those who did not perform could be tortured, disfigured, or receive threats, according to numerous reports. According to a former victim who spoke to the media, 10 to 20 workers could bring in more than $900,000 profit using online fake personas. None of them ever made a dime off me. Some of the scam operators set goals of contacting 500 targets per day. Again, not once I get my hooks into you. That number is going to go way down.
No, you'll be tied up.
Yes.
with assignments and all.
Yes. And provided software that enabled 20 to 30 simultaneous WhatsApp logins. And they always want me to get on WhatsApp, and I tell them, no, thank you. and auto translation so that the workers can meet goals. This I deal with. All right, before I give you my experiences, this was Pip's blog. So, Pip, what say you?
Well, I'm just saying that after hearing about this, that it seems like it's significantly more complicated, the feelings that one would have about the scammers. Of course, they're perpetrating illegal activities. These are criminals. But it really does muddy the waters when you find out that it's possible that the scammers themselves have been duped into something and that they're actually being held captive and that they're being tortured as a result of, you know, if they slack off or if they're not, you know, doing what their captors make them do. So it's, you know, it's certainly never been a victimless crime, but now it's surprisingly more nuanced that the scammers themselves might be victims as well.
So, Pip, am I the bad guy because, you know, I'm tying them up, they're not making money? Am I leading to them getting beaten and disfigured?
No, certainly not. I mean, the bad guys are the people that are forcing them to do it in the first place. It's just that it's surprising that the people that are, you know, scamming people out of money are actually maybe not doing it for themselves. You know, I don't think that means that you know, we have to, like, be empathizing with them, what they're doing, but it's also, like, it's scary to think that they might be under the gun, literally.
Yeah, it has given me pause. I certainly am dealing with a lot of them, and I can always tell what their profiles look like. I'm dealing with one. One friended me, followed me last night. I started talking to her today. These are always cryptocurrency scammers. They want you to invest in cryptocurrency. They're very model-looking Asian women. That's the pictures they have. Looks like they have money. They'll also a lot of pictures of travel, a lot of pictures of food. They will take a lot of – like, this is what their profile looks like. If you look on, like, Instagram when they follow you, that's a cryptocurrency scammer, at least in my case. Now, what?
Do you feel that those scammers are more to the point quick and to the point basically because they may be in a situation like this where they have to perform? Whereas another scammer might lead you on a little longer?
Well, I don't know the psychology behind it, Joe. But yes, they are – I mean, I can only keep them going for a few months at best. I mean, a lot of times it's a couple of weeks. You know, a lot of times they butter me up. And then when – you know, it's always like this. There's always some angle – and then they want me to invest in cryptocurrency. They're going to teach me cryptocurrency. No matter what I've told them about my experience in cryptocurrency before, whether I proclaim to be an expert or have no interest, or whether I have a financial advisor handling all my investments, if I do not invest with them and learn with them and go on this journey together with them, then they eventually get rid of me. And we will have some of these coming up, and you will see how I interact with them. But invariably, yes, Joe, it is hard to get a second act with them. I have on occasion, but I find them more challenging. They curse at me. I think – didn't I read one a couple of weeks ago?
Yes. I think you did.
I read one on the internet portion of the show and the podcast. And she was not pleased at all. She was a filthy little vixen.
Not having it.
No.
Well, you would think that maybe she's in that situation where she's a hostage or kept against her will, and she's, you know, and she's just wants to get somebody to give her money so she can move on and maybe not get beaten that night.
You know, I don't know what this person's situation was. I mean, it could be that, it might not be that. But, I mean, I don't know, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to be just another victim? I mean, because if they're not talking to me, then they're talking to somebody else who they will con. But if they are talking to me, they're getting nothing, and maybe they're going to get beaten. But they're probably going to get beaten anyway.
They will. They will. Yeah. No matter,
I mean,
because
rescue them either, you know?
Right.
Yeah,
so the whole idea is to keep them busy so they don't get to somebody who won't understand that it's a scam.
What's very interesting is a lot of times they don't admit to being Chinese. Like today, Charlotte, who if you follow me at Davin Comedy on Instagram, followed me. She is claiming to be from Singapore. But when she wrote to me, it was in Chinese. How do I know it was Chinese? Because her little translation app didn't work in time. So I said, well, aren't you from China? Oh, that's Chinese. She's like, I told you, I'm from Singapore. Okay. So whatever. I mean, I do feel bad for them. It is interesting to see that it is not what we think it is. All right. When we come back, Twitter is not what you think it is. We'll tell you what it is now.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
And we are back. Thank you for hanging out on Davin's Den with us. So a lot of you probably already noticed Twitter is not Twitter anymore. I mean, it's still Twitter, but it doesn't identify as Twitter. So for those of you who don't know, I will explain. Elon Musk, not the Elon Musk I'm talking to in the next segment, but I guess the real Elon Musk, has made another major change to Twitter. Desktop users who've logged on since Monday have noticed that the restyle first with a simple black and white X greeted them in place of the iconic blue and white bird logo. He announced his plans to rebrand in a series of tweets over the weekend, saying in one, "And soon we shall bid adieu to the Twitter brand and gradually all the birds." He posted a photo of a giant X projected on Twitter's headquarters on Monday. I don't know if they've been able to get that on the building yet in San Francisco. They've had some issues with the city. In another step towards reimagining the company's image, removal of the original Twitter signage on the San Francisco office building began on Monday but was stopped. So it looks like it's just going to be X. Elon announced in a series of tweets his intentions to do away with all remnants of the app's iconic bird logo, bird-related imagery. Instead, the social media network, formerly known as Twitter, will be rebranded simply as an X, a change that's while the mobile – all right, it's all going to be X. Typing X.com into the search bar automatically redirects you to Twitter, though Twitter.com also still leads to the same landing page. He's not going to give up the website. Musk and his team have offered a series of explanations. He said the X design served to embody the imperfections in us all that make us unique. What is he talking about? He is a strange bird. Well, not a bird any longer. Not a bird. He pointed out his personal affinity for the letter. CEO Linda Yaccarino, also in post shared by Musk, said the overall allows for a change to make a fresh, big impression and that the new brand will go further than Twitter to transform the global town square. So, listen, they want to make this into an everything app. They want you to be able to do, like, financial transactions. Other apps have tried to do this. It's never really caught on in the country. He said Twitter doesn't make sense anymore because when it's 140 characters, it makes sense. I guess like birds tweeting at each other. But he's like, now you could type as much as you want almost. But I guess that's the paid version because my free is like 280 characters or something.
It's twice as much bird chatter as before.
Yeah, like in 1999, he tried to have a startup called X.com before it became PayPal. He's got a thing for X. You have SpaceX. There's an X in the Tesla car models.
Isn't there an X in his kid's name?
One of his kids is named X. We don't even know. Is it still a tweet or is it a Zeet now? We don't know. It's just... I don't know. This is his things. But now he might get sued.
I call it an exclamation that you're making.
Oh, I like that, actually.
Why not? It's as good as anything else.
Yeah.
But Meta holds the trademark for an X logo, and so does Microsoft. So, I mean, it is possible this could wind up in court. He did, like, there was, like, somebody on Twitter who had the handle at X. He took that away from them.
Huh.
Didn't give them any money or anything. I mean, I guess it's his. I don't know, man. I just think, I think this.
The weird thing is if it does wind up in the trademark court, sometimes with a product, which this is, the judge will say, okay, nothing is being used. The product can't be used. The settlement is, if the settlement is over. And I mean, I've had products in the day program that were held up for a year more because it was trademark infringement. So so we'll see how it plays out.
This is not going to help Twitter. He bought the name. The name was the most important thing. He's already crapped on the reputation, whatever reputation Twitter had. I mean, people have left that platform. People don't like it. They're not going to like it anymore because it's called X. I mean, like, I feel like in the 90s, and he's our peer as far, he's my peer as far as age. Like, X was like a cool thing. You had the X games, but I feel like it's not cool anymore. It's just like, look at me. I'm trying to be hip and edgy, which is maybe why he brought Kanye West back. But advertisers don't want to be on a platform with Kanye West. He needs advertisers.
But you got the thing you got to remember about Elon Musk is he's the Howard Hughes of our times, which means he's a brilliant man with a lot of money but very eccentric. And if this was what the boss wants, well, we'll see how it plays out. Maybe if this plan's flat. I to tell you the truth, I did show prep yesterday, and I had to go on the day before to push my gig. And I'm like, where did Twitter go? What's an X? Is that X? And then I finally saw the article, and I'm like, oh, okay, I get it now. So, yeah, it's we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Joe, you said the optimum thing. He's eccentric.
Eccentric, yes. Exactly. Exactly.
I think
exactly.
I think Twitter is going to go the way of MySpace. By that, I mean it won't completely disappear, but people are going to move on from it. It's not going to, or Zeke, whatever the hell, or X, whatever the hell he's calling it. He's run it into the ground so much. He doesn't have the infrastructure on hand to carry out these visions of his because he's fired everybody. By putting on anti-Semites, you're not really going to attract the advertisers you want to get. I don't know what he's doing. Yes, Joe, he's eccentric. But at some point, don't you have to go, and he's stupid? Can't we just say that, too? I mean, he can be smart at other things, but he
I don't think he's stupid, and I don't think he fired everybody. He saw the tremendous waste that was going on.
No, he didn't, Joe. No, he didn't, because the platform doesn't work properly. That's the problem. There's been issues that users have had. Yes, but there's people that are on there all the time trying to do things. First of all, it doesn't work. Like, it doesn't. If you notice the algorithms, it doesn't reach as many people as it used to reach.
What? I wonder why that is, though. Oh, I suppose. I mean, you need to have people working on all of these systems, and he did dump so many people right away. I don't know what those people did, but apparently it was important.
Well, and also, you know, your tweets get seen more. If you get the paid platform. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do that, but there's plenty of other things out there. Threads, which is Zuckerberg's thing, which had a bunch of, which has lost a bunch of people after it had a bunch of people. There's Mastodon. There's other places to go. Twitter is not that special. It was the first of its type, and it was the name. But without the name, I mean, people are still going to, when do you think we're going to start seeing people call it X instead of Twitter? Right now we're talking about it. We're calling it Twitter.
Right, right, right. Well, that's because we don't, yeah.
Yeah, what?
Well, we're still going to call them tweets until they give us something else.
Yeah, and also it's going to, you know, the key thing is how is it going to compare to Thread? If you see Thread take more of the market share, then he's going to have to adjust. But Thread, I mean, Thread had a big opening when it had it, but I don't see many people threading or whatever. So, it's a, you know, so that remains to be.
But, Joe, we,
each platform is in the marketplace.
We wouldn't even be tweeting if we didn't have to promote stuff. Let's be honest. Twitter is a crap platform. It really is. I mean, unless you're, like, one of those people that needs to be on, like, famous people's jock, which I'm not, but a lot of people are. It's such a crap platform for communication. It really is.
Yeah, I wouldn't be on it at all, but I had to push gig. But, you know, but still, I do, and I'm there.
Yeah, but I mean, if Z go, if X, whatever the hell it is, whatever letter it is, goes away, I won't be upset at all. And I think a lot of people will be fine with it, too. All right, well, speaking of Elon, when we come back, we'll talk to fake Elon.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. This is Davin. So I am going to, we're going to do some scamming scammers with Elon Musk. We were just talking about Elon. Now we're going to talk to real Elon, or not real Elon. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. When the scammers reach out to us, we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Okay, when we last left off with Elon, it was on March 20th, and I had just, he wanted me to invest, and I wanted him to send me a gift card. So I wanted him to send me a gift card for my idea. So I said, you should send me a gift card for my ideas, then I will take that money and invest double in the UI. He goes, okay. I go, when will you send it? I go, where are you on the teleportation project? I read you were working on. Apparently, I read he was working on teleportation, like Star Trek. He goes, let me know when you're ready to invest, okay? I go, send me the details of what it costs and what I get and how I do it, and I will look it over. He goes, send me your full name, phone number, email address, home address. Wow, that's really weird. I'm sorry. In real time, I got a message from my other scammer, and I gave her the whole what for and told her to go to hell, and I got greeted with a hey, babe. So I am all over the place. This is what happens when you are dealing with multiple scammers in real time. Anyway.
Stay tuned, kids.
She goes, email address, home address, any amount you want to invest, zip code. I go, nope. Send me all the info first, and I will go from there. He goes, okay, but first I'd like to know which of my company you like to invest in. I go, UI. He goes, Tesla Phone PI 5G 2023 has RAM of 12.16 gigabytes, ROM of 128/256, 512 gigabytes, 1 terabyte, Qualcomm Snapdragon. I'm not going to read. He sends me all this technical stuff. This model Pi phone. What?
Snapdragon?
I don't know. I don't know what it means. He said this model Pi phone has a simple weight of 245 grams, and he gives me the dimensions. I go, this is a phone? He goes, all Tesla models are equipped with a driver assistance system called Autopilot. The feature enables a car to street, accelerate, and brake automatically within its lane. The function does not replace the role of a driver, but is intended to make driving easier and cut down on accidents. Clearly what he's doing is he's doing cut and paste from someplace.
Sure.
Right.
I go, unfortunately, your self-driving cars have had quite a few accidents. Aren't I Debbie Downer? He goes,
he bursted his bubble.
He goes, not. Well, that's what I'm here for. He goes, not quite. That's why we are developing the new UI and gathering intel from fans across the globe. I go, what improvements are you making? He goes, designers at Tesla almost certainly didn't want new drivers to be faced with this much difficulty, so they reorganized the interface into clearer, more logical groups, a settings menu, an app menu, and so on. This means that moving forward, it would be easier for new drivers to get up to speed. I go, that sounds good. Have there been improvements to the Dewey Decimal System? Now, for those who don't know what the Dewey Decimal System is, shame on you, but it's probably not that important anymore. But it's how you find nonfiction books in the library. The Dewey Decimal System. He goes, excuse me, that is an irrelevant question, sir. Are you going to invest or not, sir?
Oh, but at least they picked up on that.
Yeah, he picked it up on that. It's like, there was no time for jokes, sir, except when I make it on our show. Then there's plenty of time for that.
How do you think I handle that?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
He had to answer it on his level. You had to answer it on his level. You can't go Google.
I go, how is that irrelevant? I'm a potential investor. I have questions. Gee, Ellie, you really need to work on your people skills. Like, he's the problem. He's the problem. I'm not the problem.
Right.
He goes, sir, that's an irrelevant question because Dewey Decimal System does not have anything to do with the new development of UI in Tesla Model cars. I go, oh, I'm sorry. I read it on the internet. I actually believed it. That was foolish of me, I suppose. But you just...
Dewey Decimal System has something to do with the development of cars. Could you imagine being an engineer? We're going to use the Dewey Decimal System. Meanwhile, outside of the lab where he's been kicked...
It's like, that's how we organize our parts, by the Dewey Decimal System.
It could be.
Right.
He goes, but you just changed the UI a year ago. He goes, it's okay. Look, there's a reason why I am here. People call me selfish haters, actually, so I want to make change to show the world I can make a difference, but I need my fans to do that. I go, yeah, but you shouldn't need our money.
Oh, really? Really? Reason why am here, by the way.
Exactly. Good pickup, yep. Pip. He goes, so am allowing people like you to invest in any of my company to bring job opportunity. And I don't need your money. I just want to help you make more of what you've got.
No, I don't need your money. I just want your money.
Yeah, so why are you asking for it?
Yeah. I go, are you sure this isn't just a ploy to raise capital, as Twitter has been a terrible investment?
Oh, wow. Ouch. If it was real.
He goes, no, sir. I go, I hear you. But to be fair, you've been on a bit of a losing streak, and you've seemed a bit erratic, as we just talked about in the prior segment.
Yeah, we did.
So then he sends me, other people, I guess, that he's trying to tell me have signed up with him. He goes, as you can see, have been able to help this guy as at February. At first, you won't believe me until you try it, sir. And I assure you, 20 of what you invest, time. I go, have Joe message me here so I know it is legit. Joe is one of the people, not Joe over there. It's a different Joe.
Over there. Gotcha.
Exactly. He goes, you have nothing to worry about, sir. It's legit, all right. And it gives me a winky emoji. Well, I mean, if it's legit and a winky emoji, I'd be a fool not to invest.
Get right to the bank, yeah. Send the transfer now.
I go, I know, but I'd like to talk to a fellow investor. He goes, but their contact with me is confidential. I only showed you what they invest and how Day, D-E-Y, because that's how Elon talks, how Day got 20 times what they invested on. If you don't want to invest, I understand, but I don't have any interest in your money. I just want to help you boost what you have. I go, I know, you're trying to help. He goes, well, are you investing or not? I go, okay, don't get pushy, Ellie. You know better than anyone that rushing into a bad investment will bite you in the ass. A little birdie told me that.
Do you think he's one of the scammers that might be captured?
No, I don't think this is a crypto scammer. This is an African. The way they're talking, this is an African.
Yeah,
Day, D-E-Y.
Day-O.
He goes, all right, so what's going on now, sir? I go, can you get me verified on your platform? If so, I'm all in to invest. Because, you know, he can make me verified on Twitter. I don't have the blue check mark, and I certainly don't want to pay for it.
Well, you got to pay for it.
Yeah, but I'm talking to the guy. I'm talking to the guy. He can make it happen.
Yeah, can you hook me up with a blue check?
What, Hunter Biden?
Hold on, I gotta make a call. Dad, is that you? Anyway, all right. He goes, sorry, but I can't do that, sir. There must be qualifications before you can be verified, sir. I go, I have the qualifications. I'm pretty famous. Besides, you are the boss man. You make and break the rules. Heck, you even had an engineer make an algorithm to make your tweets go viral, which is true.
Oh my God.
He goes, because I'm the boss, I don't go around verifying people's accounts. I go, what do you do there? He goes, nothing much.
Well, you are a boss then.
Yeah.
I give him an LOL. Way to go, Ellie. He goes, sir, please let me know if you are ready for investment. I go, well, I need to talk to my financial advisor. You've certainly presented a unique opportunity. Would I just give you cash? He goes, PayPal, sir. I go, what's your PayPal account? He goes, first, not my PayPal. And second, how much would you like to invest, sir? I go, who's PayPal then? He goes, company, how much do you want to invest, sir? And it means for investment purposes only, sir. How much do you like to invest, sir? I go, you've not told me the PayPal account, so my financial advisor can make the transaction. He goes, yeah, I know, but I'd like to know how much you want to invest. How can I tell you unless you send me all the particulars for my financial advisor review? Ellie, I'm starting to think something might not be right with this. He goes, okay, I'll send you the PayPal account. AveryBenjamin35@gmail.com. Send it to that address. That sounds legitimate. What do you got? What do you guys think?
I don't know how legitimate that account's going to be. I mean, you cornered him. He's like, just give me the money. It's like he's asking for the money for the ice cream truck.
Yeah, really. He is.
All right. Well, we will pick it up with that. When we come back, a little drama and drama club in school. We'll tell you what's going on. Don't go anywhere.
Is Davin's Den. Is Davin's Den.
And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. We certainly appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Going to do some School of Fools. My machine does not work the way I want it to. I just thought you guys should know that. Here we go.
Nice.
Yes.
Thank you.
I have a faulty machine.
Ring around the rosy, pocket full of posies. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Shame, shame, shame.
School of Fools.
The director of a Texas high school theater program has been sued by a group of students who accused the teacher of leading a sexually abusive environment, according to the lawsuit. The lawsuit was filed on Friday, January 20th, by three former students at James Bowie High School in Austin. The same alumni and six others also initially sued Austin Independent School District in the fall of 2022. Diane Elizabeth Betsy Cornwell, the longtime theater director at the school, was placed on paid administrative leave following the first lawsuit as the district began investigating the Austin American Statesman reported in October. During theater production rehearsals, Cornwell forced the students to engage in open-mouth kissing, groping, and simulated sexual intercourse, according to the lawsuit. These intimacy sessions, the former students say, were nothing more than choreographed sexual assaults. Some of the former students said Cornwell was aroused during the rehearsals and at one point yelled, "More, more, more," as scene partners were lying on the floor and kissing, the lawsuit states. Cornwell told KVUE on Tuesday, January 24th, she had not yet been served the lawsuit. The school district declined to comment on the initial lawsuit last fall to KVU and the American Statesman. Excuse me. Cornwell has been the director of the school's theater program, the Starlight Theater Company, since 1988. The school's Fine Arts Center was named after her in August, with the Austin High School saying Cornwell has given so much to students for so many years. Yeah, apparently she has. While Cornwell has been celebrated by the district, some former students said Cornwell's actions caused them humiliation, extreme anxiety, and anguish. One student, because of her experiences in Cornwell's rehearsals, was hospitalized with suicidal thoughts, according to the lawsuit. All right. The alumni detailed the alleged accounts of sexual abuse they experienced while in the theater program. Two students said they were cast as a Vietnamese sex worker in the school's productions of Miss Saigon. In the role, the students were forced to give lap dances and imitate sexual acts on male classmates, the lawsuit states. Other students were groped, with male students fondling the breasts of their cast partner under the guidance of Cornwall. Despite Cornwall's direction for the students to have sex in front of her, they often felt compelled to carry out her orders. They knew that if they did not...
Let me say, under the direction, a little to the left, up, over, all right, a little down.
Maybe.
Oh, Joe, you make child sexual abuse sound fun.
Wasn't that a Fleetwood Mac song that didn't make the album?
Yes, it was. It's a deep cut.
Yeah.
They knew that if they did not do exactly what she told them to do, Cornwell would retaliate against them in a multitude of ways, including refusing to cast them in roles, blacklisting them from leadership positions, and targeting them for increased abuse in front of their peers, according to the lawsuit. The alumni are seeking monetary relief of more than $1 million, as well as compensatory damages for the past and future physical and mental suffering. The lawsuit against the federal school district, originally filed in September by 5 students, has been amended to include 4. All right, so this happened between 2004 and 2019. Inappropriate sexual comments, harmful and abusive language, assault, battery, emotional and psychological abuse, and manipulation, allowing sexual assaults to happen under her direction, declining to remove or otherwise discipline perpetrators of same, and her provision of drugs to at least one student. That's a problem. Multiple students complained to the district about Cornwell, who they say later targeted and embarrassed them by playing phone messages from parents complaining, according to the federal lawsuit. The students decided to sue after the district named the theater after her. So they're requesting the Cornwell's name be removed from the theater and for the hiring of intimacy coordinators. They also seek monitoring of the theater program and harassment awareness training. This sounds like sexual harassment to me, but Pip, you were in drama club in school, in high school. Was this a thing, this type of what these students endured?
Absolutely not. This did not happen in high school. Absolutely not. This didn't even happen in theater classes that I took as an adult. I mean, if you are working on a scene specifically, yes, you will go through the motions of blocking any kind of sex scene or any kind of intimacy, but having students making out and groping each other on the floors, what the tarnation. I mean, there's no way this would go on in high school. Absolutely no way.
Especially in high school where you have access to all those gym mats. I mean, there's no reason for on the floor. But anyway.
That's the point.
In a school where there was one complaint and the place had turned upside down, this was going on for years. And I
15 years!
Yeah, and I don't know why it did not come to the forefront. I mean, once a person says one little thing in a school, the whole place is turned inside out. This is going on for years, and nothing's being done.
But couldn't I make the argument? And I agree, Joe. But couldn't I make the argument if I wanted to, which I don't, but I will. That you know, when you are acting, you do have to kiss your scene partners. You are under the covers naked with them. Couldn't I make the argument that this is training them for a career in acting?
Inappropriate to do it in high school. No.
The way they're doing it, and look, she was theater. I was at the school for film and television. I've never, in scenes like that, ever been subjected to that. And if there was a scene with a kiss, you'd go over and stuff like that. You know, you would go over and review it. But it's not like this. This seems like abuse, and it also seems like perverted behavior from the teacher.
Absolutely.
And I like how they slip in there. And one time, she gave like a student drugs.
Yeah. Oh, just casually. Oops. By the way, there was also drug exposure for these kids.
She wasn't suspended or fired then?
And nobody talked about all this groping and everything. I mean, I'm sorry, but wouldn't there be some students that would hear about this stuff and like avoid this class like the plague, and other ones who would be like, "Oh yeah, I'm getting in there."
Yeah, but you have to understand. But you have to understand. I mean, these kids, they probably want to get into a drama program in college.
They really
don't have a choice. This is where they go to school. It's not like they can shop for a different school. This is what they have to put up with. Some of them told the parents. I mean, it's got to be very disheartening when you complain and your parents try to intervene, and then this teacher plays the messages mocking you.
But the whole thing is, we had a whole Me Too movement, that ravaged Hollywood over behavior like that. You know,
right.
And this is what it was going on. So, I want to have a career in film, but I don't want to be subjected to that. You know, it has to stop, and it's only in this one class. I mean, we both studied, and we've never been subjected to that.
Absolutely not. No, this is way over the top. This would not be allowed in my high school. I mean, albeit I went to high school many years ago, but now they're even more. Yeah, now they're even more strict about what you're allowed to do. I mean, at least, you know, back in high school, if you put your hand on the back of a kid to, like, encourage them or just soothe them or something, you wouldn't be, like, hauled off to jail. But and nowadays people are. So I certainly can't understand how this environment of sexual assault on each other was being, you know, promulgated. I can't understand this.
So, like, when you were in high school, and there was like, did you guys just avoid like any plays or shows that had kissing, or would you like, you know, do you put your hand in between your partner and the other, and your partner's mouth, and how does it work? How do you do a kissing scene in high school, or don't you?
We never had them in the plays that I was in high school.
I think part of the problem is when you got the teacher going more, 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 like a seal asking for a fish, it's a problem.
Oh, yeah, that's like way perverted. There's something.
And even if you're not in the scene, you're sitting there and going, this is a little weird. Because, look, we all, you know, I don't care how old you are, you have your senses. You know, sometimes you're going, that was a little wrong, you know?
Yeah. Something seems really hanky there.
Do you think this teacher got away with it in part because it's a woman instead of a man?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, if there was a man doing this.
She shouldn't have gotten away with it that long.
No.
A man or a woman.
I'm a little surprised that the lawsuit is for such little money and they're not going after the school. I'm a little surprised by that.
Yeah, me too.
All right. It's pretty horrible. You gotta keep an eye on these teachers. I talk about it all the time. This is if this is all true, this person should never work in education again. But maybe choreography for some X, if you know what I mean. All right.
Yeah.
We want to certainly want to thank you guys for hanging out with us. This Saturday, August 12th, or not this Saturday, Saturday, August 12th, I'll be at the Apex Brewery in Monroe, New York. Go to apexbrews.com. If you want to catch up with us on social media, on Facebook, it's Davin's Den. On X, it's at Davin's Den. On Twitter, it's at Davin's Den. All these places. On Instagram, it's at Davin's Den. And my personal social media is Davin Comedy. Joe, what's your social media real quick?
My social media is Joe Curry Comedy on Twitter, Instagram, Plankfoot on Twitter, and Joe Curry Nation on Facebook.
Pip, real quick.
Helix Pip_Helix on Twitter and on Facebook.
All right. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.